This past Saturday, over 700 Sikkims participated in a global women's march. That's nearly 10% of the wintertime population. Under blue skies, marchers assembled at Crescent Harbor, where organizer Kathy Ingallinera made an opening statement.
Not surprised, but amazed at the number of people here. So appreciate everybody coming out.
Reverend Julie Platson called for a moment of silence, followed by a blessing from Jan Richardson.
So may we know the hope that is not just for someday, but for this day, here, now, in this moment that is open to us. Hope not made of wishes, but of substance. Hope made of sinew and muscle and bone. Hope that has breath and a beating heart. Hope that will not keep quiet and be polite.
After which, Phil Burdick let out a rallying cry.
It's wrong, people!
And the Sikkim marchers filed into the snowy streets. They held their signs high, many advocating for women's rights, environmental protection, and grassroots action. While it began quietly, the crowd seemed to build courage as they walked. They started to chant. This attracted passerby, one who said, sipping a coffee while watching from the sidewalk, "Thank God for President Trump."
I think he's going to try to cross over the aisles and be a little less partisan on, you know, with parties and stuff. I think he's going to try and do that because we have to unify as a country. I don't know.
The Spectator, who introduced himself to me as John, says the media hasn't been fair in their portrayal of Trump.
A lot of propaganda of things that are not true.
Except for some of Trump's recorded comments, particularly the ones from a 2005 Access Hollywood tape.
I will say, as a Christian, I think that that was appalling, horribly and disrespectful in every different way. But the guy, you know, he apologized. He felt like, you know, that was a horrible thing to say. I shouldn't have said that. People have a change of heart.
His message, give Trump a chance. The Sikka marchers, though, weren't having it. Several donned pink cat-eared hats, called pussy hats, a sly reference to Trump's remarks in that Access Hollywood tape. Several of the marchers were young women and girls. Iona Burdick, Phil's daughter, had scribbled her sign in marker.
Women's rights is right.
As for Iona's mom, Sarah Ferency, her sign quoted Holocaust survivor and author Elie Wiesel.
There may be times when we are powerless to prevent injustice, but there must never be a time when we fail to protest.
The march is over, the signs are down. We're gathered at St. Peter's Sea House, where amid trays of cookies, a dozen nonprofits and local organizations are staffing tables. They're trying to divert the energy of the marchers into continued action. Ferency is at the Planned Parenthood table. The clinic closed down 2 years ago, but she wants locals to know that its services are a few taps away. Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest and the Hawaiian Islands now has a phone app.
You can actually video conference with a clinician over the phone and get birth control and at-home STI kits in the mail.
Ferency was happy with the turnout, but she noted that the crowd wasn't as diverse as it could be.
There's a lot of white people here. There's not a lot of our minority community here. And that saddens me, and I think that that's an area where we really need to work, is to develop the relationships with people who are not of our own class and our own culture and our own race. That's where you really start to make a difference.
About a third of Sitka's tables were dedicated to the environment and subsistence rights. The Sikka Global Warming Group was there, Chichagof Conservation Society, Alaska Native Sisterhood, as well as the Sikka Conservation Society. Director Andrew Tomes said their number one concern under the Trump administration is losing access to public lands. For him, the direct action fair was all about gathering signatures.
Commercial fishermen are going back to Washington to advocate for federal lands and our salmon and fisheries resources, and we're going to send them back with a list of people who support keeping Tongass National Forest lands intact.
As I bobbed from table to table, everyone was talking about momentum, how to turn one-time protesters into full-time political activists.
It was like a big giant hug. Like the energy was like everyone showed up to be in community. It was sweet.
Kathy Leeser said the march really lifted her spirits. And she was genuinely surprised that the debate over public lands had emerged, saying, "It feels like we're going backwards."
Democracy is a muscle, and you have to use it. I mean, we hear that a lot. But when you think about it, that is what democracy is about, is that it's a living contract that everybody has with each other who are living within the United States of America. So are we going to show up to play our part?
That's the difference, I suppose, between a march and a movement. A march is a political burst in time, something attention-getting. Pictures of Sitka's march circulated on the New York Times and on the Huffington Post websites. But now that the moment has passed and the Trump administration is carrying out their agenda, the question for those who oppose it is how to defend the words on their signs and turn them into something real on the ground. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.